Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Freddie Bowman with you here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. And we'll close things out in the program just a little bit later. We'll have Paul Hain with Faith Evangelical Free Church with us. But again, here with Dee McKee and Robert Reese. And Robert, I know earlier when you guys first came into the studio, you had some bridge updates that you wanted to get to.
Well, we had a couple of them yesterday. Actually, during the commission meeting in the morning, we had an update from our engineering study that was done on fracture-critical bridges. And we got a report on that, which in essence is, I don't think it was anything new or surprising. And we don't have very many fracture-critical bridges, but then in the afternoon we had a follow-up on an economic impact on the Bellevue Bridge as we once again kind of grapple with that topic again on whether we replace that or continue making repairs to it and so on and so forth. And so that was down in the Wamego Training Center that we had that and invited Wabunsee County because that's a joint would be a joint project. And in short, the results of that economic impact is in essence is saying that locally it's a significant impact for some of the individuals such as farmers and so forth that utilize that bridge facility. And they went through the process of what it would mean if that is if that bridge goes away and they have to divert 7 miles to the east to the bridge that Shawnee County actually just recently put up, or if you go to the Wamego bridge on 99, which is about 5 miles to the west. So we struggle with that just from the standpoint that the number of trips per day on that bridge is really pretty low. It's somewhere around 500 trips per day. Of course, during harvest and so forth, it's a little bit more, but still the same. It's a challenge when you're looking at a possibly a 20, 25, 30 million dollar bridge project, and where Pottawatomie County is probably responsible for about 87% of the cost of that. So we need to make sure, as weighing that with all the other needs within the county and how we can try and accomplish some of these things.
And what is the timeline on all that with the Bellevue Bridge?
Well, the courthouse.
Yeah, it really is.
We've been putting a coat on it, a polymer coat that sealed it. And I drove it the other day. It's done a fairly good job of stabilizing the surface, but the problem is that it's fracture critical, meaning that if you put heavy stuff over it, it may not survive, and so it's rated down to 9 ton.
Yes, and so it's
big trucks can't go over it.
And once again, that's a infrastructure facility that county commissioners have been grappling with for many years, as well as with the courthouse and how to afford it and move forward. So it's not on a it's on a continually looking at and exploring possibilities. If by some chance significant funding comes through to replace it, I think the commission may look favorably on trying to do some matching funds on it. But absent that, it's going to be a challenge in today's financial matters.
Is it a goal for 2018 at all, or is it
no?
Absolutely not.
The goal for 2018 tomorrow, cities and counties meet in Topeka to talk to legislators, and there is a bill being presented and discussed by multiple people in the state. I think it's Senate Bill 235, mm-hmm. and it is to develop a 10-year road program statewide, and that's what often supported cities and counties and didn't put costs on the property taxes, that we received funding from the state through fuels tax, and fuels tax is the only piece of revenue that is specifically by constitution not subject to sub-appropriation to some other cause or event
and
or something.
Fuel, gas.
And fuel and gas. And there's changes needed. If that goes through, there would probably be some kind of mileage charge for electric cars and diversion. But if you really think about 5 cents up or 5 cents down, or even 10 cents up or down, people don't stop driving for that. But the road system, if I drove here and saw a pothole coming in that hadn't been by the bridge. And when you don't seal the roads, it goes to the base. When the base gets bad, you have to rebuild the whole system. And that's where we were in the 80s, and we're moving back to it. So these construction people and engineers and asphalt and concrete people are all coming together with the cities and counties to try and help the legislators understand that is what government's supposed to do, is to provide the infrastructure.
Brady Bowman with Potawatomi County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. And Dee, I'm glad you brought that up, because I about forgot about that. That is coming up tomorrow in Topeka, the local leaders' day, more or less.
Yes.
There's probably a more official name for that. But I'm sure there's a pretty good local contingency that's going to be there for that. Talk about the importance of that event.
It needs to have a contingency of local people, because it's not glamorous. And as much as schools have pretty much commanded interest on what they need in terms of funds, there's got to be a balance, because you have to. The school buses have to run these roads, and they're going to have to look back at how well we can do all the things that government needs to do. I've been a school administrator, and I remember things that could be modified in education. That's another whole subject I'd talk about, because I think the buildings sit empty for 2 months and we don't have to build them. If we go on a quarter system, you occupy them all the time. Not my circus, not my monkeys right now, but it is very serious that the school people think creatively, use the buses, keep the paras employed so we don't have to retrain them every year. They've got to think differently, and there'll be a committee on that. I hope it kind of came out in dual credit at the upper edge is an advantage, because you don't have to have as many senior class teachers, if they're using the teachers from community colleges and so on. But side of that, while we're back on the roads, we are going to have to take an interest in it, because we're getting behind, and the more we get behind, the bigger the bill is to fix it. And that coming together was what we did in the 80s to pass the bill, and I encourage people who are elected and friends of construction to go tomorrow or send a note to the state supporting a reasonable appropriation for roads that is not subject to confiscation for Fish and Game Department or other things that we like but we don't all experience the need for, like we do driving down roads so you don't lose a tire.
Do you think that's going to be the main message tomorrow from local leaders? Is roads going to be, from as far as local government, city, county?
It will be one of the main messages. It will also be mental health and the appropriation. And probably, though they think they're doing something with the tax lid that really makes a difference for our county, because we cannot have the flexibility to build roads and then develop housing without going to an election, that we're really slowing down the future of housing and stuff in this region, even though we know it's important. The other thing about that tax lid is it is greatly impacting the small counties. And the one thing about roads money, when you look back at in 80, the big crash in 2008, and Kansas data, we had this in Kansas City. The data was pretty steady in 2008, 9, and 10, while the rest of the country plunged. And in that time, Kansas had $8 million going to every county in the state. They had the discretion to use it for some projects. When that was happening, the construction people had jobs. The people who sold tires were selling tires. The hotels were busy. The restaurants had business. All of that business is disappearing because we don't have a roads program putting those things out in the country. And I think somebody said KDOT's way down in numbers of support, and some of them are not even certified to do what they're hired to do. So what happens with that kind of investment is it fuels the state economy. It is not something that's not necessary or secondary. And the legislators just can't quite grasp that when they tackle what local government can do, they are also impacting our economic success. And I guess I've lived long enough to see how the roads were and how we grew and now how we're constricting.
And I do remember that around 2008. I think that was a big part of the stimulus package that was passed by the federal government that put a lot of money into roads and infrastructure.
Yeah, but we had our own, and we could match that stimulus program. Right now, if they do an infrastructure program at the federal level, where's the match? I mean, we're not prepared in this state to do what we need to do, because we can't a county couldn't put together that match without going through a special election, I don't think. Help me with that. Is that
true? No, you're absolutely correct. On certain things, you'd have to have an election to raise some taxes to do the match.
And a special election often has cost to it as well.
It does.
60,000 or better in our county, a million in Johnson County to do a special election for anything.
Wow. Wow. Let's end on that note.
Okay.
And good luck tomorrow in Topeka.
Thank you.
Back, we'll talk with Paul Hahn with Faith Evangelical Free Church here on News Radio KMAN.